game of failed tonsil hockey. Anthony had stuck his tongue down her throat and wiggled it around. It hadn't been good. But it wasn't the last time the writers would get her to kiss a love interest. Sparks had kissed more fellows on set of the town than she ever would in real life. Samantha was a real go-get'em, which was something she was taught through the years of scripts. Sparks had no idea if she would really be as forward with men in her real life, but at least Samantha had prepared her if the time was right. No kiss, either on set or in her actual life, had ever been good. It was probably because during each kiss, she flashed back to Anthony Green and his slug of a tongue worming in her mouth as she tried to breathe. The very same people had her career in her hands now. They hadn't cared that they were giving away her first kiss. It was doubtful they'd care that she wanted to broaden her acting credits. Shauna McNamara has written the story of Mary Ann Lewis, a woman who survived a brutal kidnapping at the hands of a madman. I've been granted an audition for the lead role in the movie. I want to be written out for a few months while I prepare for the role and film the movie. The resulting silence was as heavy as the 40 coats of mascara on her eyelashes. It was awkward and dark. It didn't bode well for her at all. The gathered showrunners exchanged a series of looks. Most stared at Milton, waiting to see his reaction before speaking out. He leaned back in his chair, his beady little eyes narrowed as he quietly assessed her.
"When I hired you all those years ago, I gave you the job because you were determined. You convinced us that you wanted to be on the town. Now I'm beginning to think it was a mistake to give you a spot on the show. You're no longer committed to the show that has treated you so well over the last 2 decades.
15 years, Sparks corrected, despite herself. She was too angry to say anything else. Milton was a jerk. No longer committed? Was he serious? And if you might recall, I was a teenager who was excited to have that chance. I have given you 15 years of my life, but I am an adult now with career goals. I am not asking to leave the cast permanently. I need a few months to work on a project that is near and dear to my heart.
You're contracted,
Milton interrupted.
That means you can't.
Sparks rattled off the names of her male co-stars who had been given the time away from the show. Milton's red face became redder, his tiny eyes becoming angry lines. His mouth was pulled back into a sneer.
None of those actors are as central to the show as you are. The answer is no.
Samantha could be written into a coma for a few months, she suggested.
I don't think the formidable character would ever be in a coma.
Stephanie, the head writer's nasally voice, piped up. Sparks was shocked, down to her toes, that Stephanie was refusing. Was there no longer any solidarity between women? Shit on a craft platter. This was turning into a bigger disaster than she had expected. For 15 years, she had given the show everything she had because it had been her dream to be an actress. Somewhere along the way, Sparks knew she'd grown overly comfortable on the set of the town. It was too sheltered. She had become stagnant in her acting, and she was desperate for a change. She wanted to be in a serious role, one that would be respected and maybe throw her acting career down another path. That was the dream, not playing the same character for her whole life. Sparks needed a change. She wanted an adventure, a challenge, something she could be proud of. Shauna was on the fence about hiring Sparks because her acting credentials were limited. It had never bothered Sparks before. She was Samantha Arden. She was the face of the town. But it was no longer enough. She'd grown up on these sets, opting out of college or any other acting opportunity that came along. Now was her time. They wouldn't stop her. If Sparks had injected anything of herself into the Samantha persona, it was her courage and stubbornness. Using her Samantha voice and flair, Sparks stood, rolled her shoulders back, flipped her hair over her shoulder, and gave them the Arden free.